Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have the number here. Just came across. Sorry about that. It came across very quickly here. It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
That's not even good.
It's a big disappointment, and it's a big surprise. We were expecting a million jobs to have come back.
Missed it by that much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion bill passed in March, was too much. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that.
If you haven't felt it yet, it's coming. You can expect higher prices for toilet paper, diapers, soft drinks, plane tickets, even ketchup packets are in short supply.
Ketchup. Ketchup. Where's the ketchup at?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday. And I think we'll keep talking about the jobs report and what it indicates. We've talked about it a little bit over the past few weeks about how hard it is to find workers for many, many businesses, not just restaurants and retail, but all kinds of businesses. There's fewer Uber and Lyft drivers in a lot of places now than there were, just because people are content to stay at home and not do anything. And we're getting all kinds of messages on the text line from people who know members of their family or friends who aren't doing anything, or who've gone back to working under the table. You know, that was a big thing in the when you have a down economy and people want to stay on unemployment or on some kind of welfare or handouts, they work under the table. You know, there was a lot less under the table working going on under the Trump administration, because it was basically a full employment economy. Everybody was doing better. A rising tide lifts all boats, as JFK said so many, many years ago. And now it's just all been reversed in the course of a few months, and it's the directions are, all appear to be in going the wrong way here. 844-500-4242. The texters from Maine are telling me that as of the 23rd of this month, you have to actively start looking for work to get the welfare. And again, there'll be a lot of scamming going on with that, as there will be in Florida, New Hampshire, and all the other states where you're going to have to prove that you're looking for a job. But still, it's a slight step in the right direction. And they're blaming everything. The apologists for the Biden administration, which is the entire media, of course, are blaming all kinds of factors for the fact that, you know, that only 266,000 jobs were created, when there are 7.4 million unfilled jobs in the United States. I mean, that's the key. That's the key. How can you have only one out of, I don't know, 20 or 22 or 24, one out of 24 jobs filled that's open? And there's at least 4 million people who aren't working, who were working before the panic began, the Faustist takeover of the United States. So someone, a texter, pointed out and asked the question, are the Democrats blaming the lousy jobs report on the fact that there was an early Easter? I haven't seen that one yet, but the Boston Globe came up with a novel theory. Listen to this. The pros who whiffed so badly are regrouping around several theories. Employers may have been constrained by supply chain disruptions. Remember the Suez Canal? Wow. They're blaming the ship that ran aground in the Suez Canal for the fact that that they had a lousy jobs report.
Yes, I remember I was applying for a job several weeks back, and I was going to meet with the employer, and I was on my way to the interview, and I said, Suez Canal.
Yeah.
I can't go to this.
I know we can't. Yeah, I'm sorry, Taylor. We can't hire you. All of our cocktail straws were on that boat that ran aground in the Suez Canal. So you're bleep out of luck. But again, this is.
I can't talk to people on the phone. There's a giant ship blocking a waterway halfway across the world. This is nuts.
You think you've thought of all the excuses they could possibly offer, because you saw eight years of them when Obama was president.
I'd love to apply, but Godzilla versus King Kong is coming out, and I just can't be bothered.
No, you're afraid of Godzilla and King Kong. You know, you're afraid of COVID. You can't get a babysitter for your kid, and you saw the trailers for King Kong versus Godzilla, and now you're afraid of being attacked by a monster.
It's a documentary.
It's right. Exactly. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls. We want to hear your stories about your problems getting workers or people in your family that are dogging it. When do you think this is going to end? And again, I think the earlier texter was on to something. He said one or two more bad jobs reports, and they're going to use this as an excuse to keep the scam going. And the thing about it is, if they can keep the scam going, they're going to say, well, we need mail-in ballots. Because, you know, people are still afraid to go back to work, so they're going to be afraid to vote. So we're going to just need to keep the mail-in ballots scam going for a while longer. So anyway, we got a cut now from Biden that we didn't catch yesterday, but this is pretty amazing cut himself from he's talking again about the increase in the corporate taxes and how it's not going to cost anyone anything. Remember that. It's not going to cost anyone anything. But it's better than that. It's going to raise taxes, but it's also going to lower taxes. And this is what he said yesterday in Louisiana. Cut. Go ahead.
You know, still, the fact is that the plans that I put forward meets the middle class and raises corporate rates. It also lowers it lower than any point that it was since World War II. And it's going to generate $90 billion each year, hundreds of thousands of jobs. We're going to put a lot of folks to work.
We're going to put a lot of folks back. If they put anybody to work, it'll be in phony baloney government jobs where they don't do anything. They're just shuffling papers, sharpening pencils. But how do you, number one, what does that mean, meets the middle class? What kind of plan meets the middle class? The lower middle class? The upper middle class? The trust-funded middle class, the blue-collar middle class? What the hell is he talking about? And how does it raise taxes and lower taxes at the same time? And it's going to generate $90 billion each year. Now, remember, too, $90 billion seems like a lot of money until you figure they're spending $7 trillion on this plan, on these plans. $7 trillion. So how much of a dent is $90 billion going to make in a $7 trillion plan? And he keeps talking in the past multiple times about the American Rescue Plan, as he calls it, the PAN. Today he had a new name for it when he was at his White House press conference, Cut 4.
Some critics said that we didn't need the American Rescue Plan.
The American Rescue Plan. Okay. Cut 5.
And we proposed, what we propose is going to work.
What we proposed is going to work. Okay. One more cut here. We got plenty. We're going to take a lot of calls here. I just want to play one more cut. Why, Mr. Dementia Joe Biden, do you wear the mask outside or inside, whatever it is? He has a convoluted explanation when he's asked about this by the reporter. Cut 14.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. That's why. When I'm outside, and the problem is, lots of times I walk away from this podium, you notice I forget to put my mask back on because I'm used to not wearing it outside.
Did you understand that explanation? I didn't. I've listened to it 3 or 4 times now.
And I wear the mask inside because I forget that outside I don't have it on. That's what I boiled it down to.
And that makes absolutely no sense.
It made more sense than what he said, but it still makes no sense.
844-500-4242. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing." The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand like I'm doing and plug it into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm.
So all this week, the VIPs have been in studio with Howie, and we've had the Thunderstorm running. We pointed it out to one group, and they texted in the next day, one of them saying, "I was sitting next to it the whole time. I didn't even know it until Howie pointed it out."
It's really, not only is it quiet, but it really works well, cleaning the air. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you will save an additional $10 off the sales price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, Gabby. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Biden says higher welfare payments aren't keeping people from going back to work. Do you agree?
No, I do not agree.
Only 4% agree.
All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Amanda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just wanted to close talking about the welfare system. A couple of years ago, my husband had a stroke, and I had a four-month-old baby and a five-year-old at the same time, and we needed welfare for a moment because I was only able to work about 1 to 2 days a week, and my husband was almost disabled. He ended up being fine, but when I went there, they told me I wasn't allowed to work if I wanted all the welfare.
I know that there are all kinds of disincentives to work. You know, there are these welfare advocacy groups that tell you if you win some lottery money, spend the money quickly or put the money in somebody else's name so you won't lose your check. I mean, there's a lot of that going on, Amanda. I mean, that's the thing. You know, in this latest welfare extravaganza, welfare Lollapalooza, whatever you want to call it, there's just a total disconnect from the cost of wealth, the real cost of welfare to what's happening. Until in Massachusetts, for example, until 1967, 68, all welfare payments were paid by the cities and towns. So, you know, if somebody was on welfare down the street, it was coming out of your property taxes. So there was just a reason to get off welfare because you were getting dirty looks from everybody that you lived around because they were paying for you directly. Then the state took over the welfare costs, and all of a sudden the welfare rolls, exploded because it was like nobody was really responsible. It was just the state's responsibility. And now this is even a greater disconnect because the money's just being printed and borrowed. I mean, it's just being passed down from generation to generation. Nobody's saying, well, gee, you know, if I just lounge and loaf like this, my cousin who's still working or my sibling who's still working is going to have to pay for this. Nobody thinks along those lines anymore. And it's so destructive of the future. This is such a bad system that we've got in place. And the Democrats love it because it increases dependence. Thanks for the call, Amanda. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes, I'm calling from Vermont, and I have a nephew who has a small business, and they were looking for a team assistant. They got 30 calls to apply for the job, and only one person followed up to get an appointment. And, of course, she got hired, and she was from out of state.
Right.
So the governor is saying, oh, we don't have any employees. We've got to bring in, refugees and illegal aliens and so forth. But if you got 30 people that are applying and not following up on it, because I think the system in Vermont is you have to make 3 contacts
right.
in order to get your unemployment check.
Right. No, I hear that from people in various states saying the same thing. I talked to a guy, he had rushed back to his business to interview somebody, and then the person hadn't shown up, and he realized that it was just the guy was just scamming him to get a name and a number to give to the unemployment office so he could remain on the dole. By the way, New Hampshire, there's another good development, I guess you could say. A requirement to wear masks in the state house, this is in Concord, ended today over the objection of legislative leaders from which party? You can guess, the Democrat Party, who said it could put state house staff at risk until more in the state are fully vaccinated. Stop me if you've heard this one before. What are the state house staffers all members of the teachers union? The state house leaders, who are Republicans, the leaders of the legislature, said the building remains closed to the public, but that too will change shortly. The fact of the matter is it's time. At some point, this thing has to end and we have to come back to the chamber, said the Speaker of the House, a Republican. It's the people's building. It is not our building, and it is time to let them back in. Good, 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 good. Let's see here. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Oh, Howie, the unemployment thing, right?
Yeah.
So going back to the gig workers, right? So I know this guy, like he played the guitar, like, you know, at the gazebo one Saturday on a sunny afternoon. So he gets now he's getting $850 a week from unemployment and mass, and he's getting a $300 kick. He never made a grand a week in his whole life playing guitar. And then on top of that, they're comparing Biden to Jimmy Carter, right? I was looking for a job during the Jimmy Carter administration. I was a young kid back then, and there was no work. I mean, absolutely no work because the economy was being forced into a bad place. We used to go to the job center, and they used to pay us $27 a day to work in the factory, and they used to charge us $5 for transportation to drive us there. So we were bringing home $22 a day. And we were going because we needed the money. We needed a job.
I know. I remember those days, David B. I worked at the Herald, but right behind the Herald in the South End, there was a temp employment agency, and the place would be hopping in the early morning hours because people needed the work. I mean, there's I don't know what happened to that temp agency. I dare say it's probably out of business. And if it wasn't out of business, until last year, it's certainly out of business now. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls on this when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I made $16 an hour at the height of the scam last year. This is 617. Well, my sister got more than that while living at home collecting welfare. Meanwhile, I got squat. This is a joke. 508. I work for a social welfare agency. Had a client who made less than a grand a year for several years. In 2020, he made $20K in unemployment conversations compensation. All those years of doing nothing finally paid off. I'm sure he had plenty of near-death experiences with the money we gave him, meaning I'm sure that he was buying drugs. 978, wait until Joe announces his new plan. We need $2 trillion for job training. Yeah, that's the great society scam, job training. That's the book that Tom Wolfe wrote, Mau Mauing the Flak Catchers. It's all about job training programs in the Bay Area, but the same thing was going on around the country. Everybody wanted to get into, you want to get into the training of the people for the jobs. You don't want to actually train for a job, because at the end of training for the job comes a job, and you don't want no job. You want to be the community organizer. You want to be the outreach coordinator for the job training program. 844-500-4242. Simple economics, says 978. If you're making more money by sitting at home and you would take a pay cut by going back to work, what kind of bastard would go back to work? Exactly. That's why you have to end these programs. 617, I was talking about how the welfare advocates advise you how to, you know, scam the system. And it's true. 617 says, my mother was on SSI, and when my grandmother died, she inherited the house, and someone told her to give the house to me or they'll throw you off of SSI. Yeah, I know. The thing was that when Trump was president, there was less of this scamming going on. Now we're back to levels not seen since the days of Lyndon Baines Johnson and the war on poverty. I mean, they'd never even reached this kind of level of scamming, under Jimmy Carter. I mean, there was a terrible economy, and there was stagflation and no jobs and just general malaise, to use Jimmy Carter's words. And, Bill Clinton was naturalizing convicted felon illegal aliens to try to win the 96 election. And we all know what a disaster Obama was. But I think this is a bigger disaster than any of those prior Democrats. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm down here on the Cape, and I'm telling you, I've lived here all my life. I'm only 23, but the amount of help wanted signs out front of every type of business you can think of is unreal, and just nobody wants to do the work at all. I work for the gas company on the Cape, and nobody even really wants to do a job like this. I think the age range and the generation that wants to work is just gone, pretty much, you know?
Well, you're 23. How about the people you went to high school with? What are they doing now, most of them?
Mostly went to college, but ones that didn't go to college, they just doing low-level jobs, and they go on unemployment for the winter or most of the year if there's no work. I went on unemployment for a couple winters, and I hated it. I couldn't stand it. It was the worst thing ever. I was bored out of my mind.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, why do you ever talk to them and say, why don't you go down? I saw six help wanted ads on Route 6A. Do you ever say that to them? And what's their response if you do?
Most of the responses I get are, oh, it's just not enough to pay what I have to pay for. And they're not even paying for much anyway. Maybe a car payment, or a select few are paying rent, but most still live at home, and they want more money, and they don't want to do the work for it, you know?
Oh, God. What happens when the bonuses end? Are they going to go back to work, you think?
Probably, but they'll just find a job that lays them off, and they'll go back on unemployment, you know?
Boy, It's good. It's tough, Kenny. It's I'm glad you're working, though. Thank you. Thanks for working. I say that as a member of an older generation. Marie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Marie. Yes.
Hi. I just want to let you know my son received a letter from the White House signed by the president letting him know that I'm pleased to read for you because of the American Rescue Plan. Direct payment of $1,400 was deposited, direct deposit in your bank account. My son is 29 years old. He's a resident in orthopedic surgery in a major hospital making $65,000 a year. He has not been impacted at all himself by COVID. He was vaccinated early, you know, because he was a health worker, a doctor, and he got a $1,400 check. Nothing has changed in his life.
Marie, remember when the first package of checks was going through and somebody suggested that Donald Trump was going to sign the checks, and there was a hue and cry, and they wanted to basically impeach him for that. And now Biden sends out a special letter basically saying, I gave you all this money. And nobody says boo about it.
So nothing, he has not been impacted at all by COVID. You know, there's more patients at the time in the hospital with it. But there was no reason for him to get another $1,400.
Right. Right.
It's just like throwing it away, you know, throwing it at him. Oh, okay, sure. But I don't even think he knew at the time that it went into his bank account.
Wow. I tell you, the only benefit we've seen, or the only benefit I've seen from all these checks is some of the VIPs this week said they took the $1,400 check and bought their VIP tickets
with
the money.
There's your stimulus package right there.
So and Joe Biden says trickle down economics doesn't work. I mean, it's worked for me a little bit anyway. You
think
know,
in most cases that's trickle up economics.
Thanks for the call, Marie. An orthopedic surgeon, a resident. I mean, the orthopedic surgeons do pretty well in this economy and always do well in this economy. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Hi there, Howie. A long-time listener for you. Anyway, I was speaking about...
You're breaking up, Ernest. Call back. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Howie. You know, I just wanted to mention with unemployment, especially for gig workers and self-employed people. You know, I've been self-employed my whole career, going on 30-plus years. I never had unemployment. That was never a benefit that self-employed people had. Even though you paid double your Social Security tax through all those years. So when this pandemic struck, it was basically a gift to those people. But to continue on, gig workers and self-employed people still on unemployment, I don't know who's paying for that because they never paid into the system
right
to be getting that benefit.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. It's these payments are totally totally disconnected from any sources of real money coming in. It's just borrowed money or printed money. So, I mean, no good can come of this long term, can it?
No, because taxpayers they're carrying that on their backs. The gig workers and self-employed, and as I say, being self-employed, you know, when this pandemic hit for the first few months and there was no income coming in, it was a benefit that I was grateful to have received. But it should not be continuing on because they never paid into the system for that.
Yeah, I know. I know. And, when this thing was first proposed, you didn't know how bad it was going to be. You didn't know how much of a scam this thing actually was. But, I mean, it's pretty clear now. I mean, it's extremely self-evident. We talked with the doctor in Colorado yesterday about it. No more flu. From tens of millions of cases a year before COVID to 2,200 cases of flu. According to the CDC's own numbers. How real are any of these numbers? But they're using it. The Democrats are using it. Never let a crisis go to waste to get millions of people dependent on these this government largesse. 844-500-4242. 207, I got $439 in that same letter. Construction worker who made $73K last year. Why did I need that? I know. Another 207. I use my Biden money for an AR-15 and ammo. Thanks, Joe. Another 207. I just opened up a shop selling help wanted signs. I'm killing it. 646. Just drove an hour on main roads. Counted 42 help wanted signs. 42 help wanted signs. 844-500-4242. 207, my mother ran a daycare, had a part-time employee who trained 20 years with 4 degrees to stay on welfare. I know. When Dukakis was running for president back in 1988, he was talking about his marvelous job training program. And there were a lot of Democrats back then who were normal, you know, like they had jobs on the, they had real jobs and they represented people who had real jobs. And they filed a Freedom of Information Act request. These were guys in the legislature, and they said, you know, okay, you trained 50,000 people on your job training program, Governor. We want to see the names. And they finally, after months of wrangling and lawsuits, et cetera, they finally got the names. And there were the 50,000 people who'd been trained were just, you know, I don't know, 15, 20,000 people. It was just the same people over and over again going through the job training because it was a big scam. And, you know, that texter is absolutely right. That could very well be the next scam. We need job training programs. And again, anyone who has lived through the last 40 to 50 years or paid any attention to what happened in the last 40 or 50 years knows exactly what a scam these job training programs are. 844-500-42. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded again of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off the main highway. Parking is plentiful. Parking is free. I'm going back there on Monday with the mailroom manager. We're going to get our 6-month checkups at Perfect Smiles. It's just a great place. And you know what? It's even easier to go to now than it was before before all the new protocols, because the new state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus has made it an even more pleasant experience. It's easier to go to the dentist. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles. Whatever else you do during this time, you don't want to let your dental health go downhill. You want to get your teeth taken care of, your gums taken care of. If you don't, it's going to lead to a lot of pain and a lot of expense as you get older. Go see Dr. Bruce Houghton. He's the best dentist I've ever seen. And to see for yourself and to get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my video at perfectsmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. If you're going there Monday, maybe I'll see you. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. A couple more texts here about people getting these checks. Not just the unemployment check, but the, like, I don't know what you called it, the $1,400 on top of the $600. But anyway, these are the $1,400 people, and $1,400 per person. 978, I'm busy as all hell, self-employed electrician. I made $160,000 last year. Just got $2,800 from my family of four in Biden scam money. Here's 339. My wife and I are retired. We received $2,800. I used mine to buy to buy a handgun, and she used hers to get glasses. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's see. 978. I just saw gas for $2.99 a gallon. That's going to be Biden's demise. As soon as the inflation hits, and it's going to hit hard, he is going to be in big trouble. Yeah, they're even saying this on CNN here. Here's another guy on CNN this morning, a guy named Douglas Holtz Eichen, whoever he is. He's talking about the American Rescue Plan, or the American Rescue Pan, as Biden calls it when he's not calling it the Ameriscan Rescue Plan. Cut 22.
The American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion bill passed in March, was too much. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. And so we've already seen prices rise in assets. So people had the cash. They stuck it in the stock market, homes, commodities. Those are up. Construction costs are up. Everywhere in the supply chain, we've seen pressure on prices. The only place it hasn't shown up yet is in core non-food, non-energy consumer prices. But that's probably in the future. The question is, how big will it be and how long will it last?
Are you better or are you worse off? That's the question Ronald Reagan asked in 1980 than you were 4 years ago. And, of course, the answer was, I'm worse off. Unless you were a Democrat welfare recipient, which there weren't as many of them as there are now, but still, I don't think you're going to win an election if you beggar the middle class. Taylor wanted to put a fence around his backyard. His kid's getting older. He could have a pet. You know, there's many reasons for having a fence around your backyard. Taylor, the bids came in a little higher than you were anticipating, correct?
Yeah. So I've grown up in a construction-based family. My dad was a contractor for some time. So I have a general idea of what things cost. I was expecting, because it's a partially completed fence in the backyard, just to finish it up would be about $5,000-$6,000, which, okay, we'll take the hit on that. It needs to get done. We got a couple of quotes back. One guy said $11,000, and that was just regular stockade fencing that wouldn't have matched what is already there. The guy that would match the already existing fence came in at $15,000, and he said, "Yeah, that's the cost of lumber these days. It's that's it."
Yeah, I know. Plywood, plywood is like a precious metal.
Now. It sure is. Yeah.
All right, 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Howie, I got one of those obnoxious letters on White House letterhead. But what bothered me, on the envelope, on the outside, very formally read Internal Revenue Service. I thought I was getting audited or something. But, I mean, that's a,
that's the only kind of letter I've ever gotten from the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, I mean, he does that deliberately to his people so that we'll open it up. You get a letter from the IRS, you open it up. And then he's boasting about how he gave me a check. But I'm down in Falmouth where things are getting busier. Lots of help wanted signs. I think the big problem down here is going to be housing this summer. They're building low-cost housing like crazy. And there's a lot of workers. The Brazilian community here has tripled in size. Everybody's looking for a place to live. So I think you're going to see a lot of these restaurants on Main Street that are closed. There's a few of them still closed, buildings closed, salons closed.
Right.
I think they're going to convert to housing. You're going to see a lot of housing now in the main streets. So
yeah, I think it'll be more like, even more so than restaurants, it'll be office buildings and probably retail space. I mean, I always ask Justin Manning from JJ Manning. I say, we're in this area where they built all these office buildings, and now the office buildings are empty or almost empty. And I say, what's going to happen to these places? And he said, a lot of them are going to become apartments or maybe condo units, but they're going to become some kind of housing. They're not going to be office buildings anymore. Thanks for the call, Ron. Mike. Nope. No time. We're out of time. 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. How come I didn't get a letter? How come Joe Biden didn't send me any money?
I got one.
Jeez. I feel left out. I'm getting kicked down the stairs like a straight white male.
I'll give you my letter if you want.
I'm Howie Carr.